Spring comes slowly to the mountains and river valleys of eastern Washington, but it's finally arrived. NPR's Brian Mann went hiking in the Little Pend Oreille National Wildlife Refuge north of Spokane, where he found birds and sun and streams full of snowmelt. He sent an audio postcard.
It's been a gray morning, but sun breaks through as I start up the trail through ponderosa pines. These trees are big, their red trunks straight as Roman columns. And right away, I find myself in good company. A pair of ravens tease and cartwheel overhead. As I hike, the trail warms to smells of pine needles and last summer's sweet dust. I pass first wildflowers, yellow and bright, but soon among the trees, there are lingering traces of winter.
The snow is almost completely gone here, at least so far along the trail, but there is just a tiny bit. It's maybe the last bit of snow hiking I do this year.
This is dry country in most seasons, but down below the snowfield, I find a rushing mountain stream. Snow melt flowing fast through golden sand. Birds move through willow trees near the water as I hike on.
Now I'm up high enough that it's rockier, and there are just these enormous erratics. You know, these are boulders that were scattered here by glaciers in amongst the pines, sort of a Japanese garden on a colossal scale.
It's steeper as I climb, and I'm breathless, scrambling up the summit where the forest opens to views of mountains in every direction.
It's still snow, a lot of snow up high. Big sweeps of sun and cloud. Perfect, radiant early spring day.
There on the crown of rock, another flock of birds finds me. They ribbon through the trees as I stretch out in spring grass for a nap in the sun. Brian Mann, NPR News.